You might have heard what is related from Artullah Bahjat, where he said that even the elder people in our generation will see the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. And my late teacher, Artullah Khushbakht, when we asked him whether the reappearance of Imam Mahdi was near or not, he gave a very clever answer. He said, "We don't know. It might be 1 year from now, it might be 10 years from now." So basically the same thing as Artullah Bahjat, that inshallah, in our time and age, we will see inshallah, we will be witness inshallah ta'ala, to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. This makes the topic of intizar all the more urgent and necessary. What does intizar mean? The Imams have told us intizar is an activity. Anticipation is not an activity. You sit back and you anticipate something. You wait for something. But that's not what the doctrine of intizar is. Intizar is not just some passive, dismal, hopeless, helpless nostalgia for some better world in the future. That's not what intizar is. Intizar isn't just sitting back and crying and hoping for a better world. Intizar is an amal. Intizar al-faraj afdal al-a'mal. It is an activity. Our Imams have told us afdal al-a'mal intizar al-faraj. The best, the most meritorious of actions is to await, is to anticipate the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. Therefore, intidar is the preparation, the active, proactive preparation for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. Shias, through believing in this doctrine of intidar, do not believe in any dead ends in their lives. There are no dead ends. There are obstacles in our lives to improve this world. In our efforts to improve this world, there might be obstacles, but through effort, through hard work, through tawakkul, we can overcome these obstacles. There are no dead ends. It's this concept of proactive hope that we call intizar. We can never sit back and say we're content with our lives. The powers of evil are too great. We cannot hope to overcome them. So let's just stick to our personal lives, to our private lives, and forget about the bigger scheme of things. That goes against the concept of intizar. This understanding of intizar has been responsible for all the growth, all the development that the Shia faith has had despite all obstacles throughout the history of Islam. It is this doctrine that has been responsible for this development up to this time and age. Brothers and sisters, there has not been a time in the history of the Shia faith where Shias were not prosecuted, where Shias were not persecuted. Until very recently, Shias had always been under persecution. But because of believing in this concept of intizar, because of believing that we need to do something about this life, we cannot just sit back and watch. We have to. God has promised in the Quran that this earth will be given to the muttaqin. Yurithuha ibaduhu salihin. This earth will be given to the righteous, to the pious. So they struggle, and despite all odds, they were able to improve. And brothers, according to the riwayat of the Ahlul Bayt, according to the interpretation that some scholars have offered, the revolution of Iran is only years away from the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. So again, if it weren't for Imam Khomeini's belief in this concept, if it weren't for his sense of duty that he needs to get up to take a stance to do something, and that led to the Islamic Republic, that he needs to stand up in the spirit of intidar and do something, would not have had the Islamic Republic, and that would have meant that the reappearance of Imam Mahdi would have been postponed. This is what we mean when we say intidar is a proactive approach. It's not a passive feeling of nostalgia, and it's not a passive feeling of a better future. It is important to note that the Shia belief in Imam Mahdi, the Shia belief in the Savior, is distinguished from all other faiths and religion in the sense that we as Shias are the only group of believers who believe that there is a person out there, a distinct person out there. Who is the Savior? We know his father, we know his mother, we know when he was born, we know that he is alive, and we know that he is out there. We know that He sees us. It is only the Shia faith that has this, no other faith. And so the first thing that we need to cultivate is the personal bond, because we know He is out there, a relationship of love with the Imam Ar-Rahim who is out there and who sees us. In a very interesting riwayat, Imam Rida says, "Ma min ahadin min shi'atina yamridu illa maridna limaradih." There is no Shia who gets sick except that we, the Imams, also fall ill for him. وَلَا غَتَمَّ إِلَّا غَتَمَمْنَا لَغَمِّهِ. There is no Shia who experiences some grief, but that we experience his grief as well. وَلَا يَفْرُحُ إِلَّا فَرِحْنَا لَفَرَحْنَا. And no Shia becomes happy except that we become happy for him. وَلَا يَغِيبُ عَنَّا أَحَدٌ مِّن شِيعَتِنَا أَيْنَ كَانْ فِي شَرْقِ الْأَرْضِ أَوْ غَرْبِ. There is no Shia that is left neglected by us, whether he is in the east or in the west. All Shias are under our supervision, under our mercy. This is the sort of feeling that they have toward us. The same feeling Imam Mahdi has toward us. So he is there. We believe, we know that he is there, that he is concerned for us. So therefore, the first thing that we need to do in the spirit of intizar is to reciprocate this love that he has for us. How can we do that? By remembering him. Every day remembering him. Reciting Dua and Faraj every day, whenever when we wake up in the morning. After the Salatul Subh, recite the Dua of Imam Mahdi, or you can recite Dua after the morning prayer. In a riwayat from Imam Sadiq, the best believers are those that live in an age where they don't see their Imam, they don't know where his exact location is, but they nevertheless believe in him. They believe in him. And they should, in this age, practice this doctrine, exercise this doctrine of intidhar every morning and every night. Tawakkaul faraj sabahan wa masaa. Make yourselves better followers of the Imam. And how can this be done? Through taqwa. Very simple to talk about it, but very difficult to implement. Taqwa. To observe the wajibat and to refrain from the muharramat. And to do this, it helps us in observing taqwa to know that whenever we sin, we are hurting the heart of the Imam of our time. Where a companion of the Imam comes to the Imam and the Imam tells him, why do you Shia hurt us so much? The companion was totally surprised. He said, "What do you mean, oh Imam, I love you. I try to do my best." He said, "Look, your actions are presented to us at least once a week. Every time you sin, we see that sin, and that pains us, that hurts us. As Shias, we know that, but unfortunately, a lot of times, we are neglectful. In a lot of our homes, unfortunately, the TV is on 24/7 in the houses of Shias, in the homes of Shias, the TV of the Tawhut is on, broadcasting its evil shows, its corrupting shows, and we let our children be exposed to this. We say we love Imam Mahdi, but we expose our children to the TV shows. This goes against taqwa. If we're sincere in saying that we love the Imam and that we're looking forward to his reappearance, these are things we need to take care of. Or I've seen very good brothers in the Shia communities that say, let's go to the movies whenever they have some free time. They want to hang around each other. They say, let's go to the movies. Let's go watch a movie. That goes against the spirit of taqwa, brothers and sisters. If we do these things, we are not true Shias. We're not observing the spirit of intidhar as we should.
ما با سینما مخالف نیستیم، ما با مرکز فتوا مخالفیم، ما با تلویزیون مخالف نیستیم. سینما یکی از مظاهر تمدن است که باید در خدمت این مردم، در خدمت تربیتم باشد. و شما میدانید که جوانهای ما را اینها به تباهی کشیدند و همینطور سایر اینجا.
Some brothers, really good brothers, I was surprised to hear this from them. The brother was talking to me, he said, yeah, today we went to the beach, and yeah, the weather was really nice, it was beautiful. And I was like, what do you mean? How can you go to the beach with all this sin going on? A true Shia never does that. This is taqwa. One of the companions of our seventh Imam, Imam Musa Kamil, was someone by the name of Safwan Jamal. His line of work was to lend camels to those who needed a camel for a trip That was his job. So one day Safwan al-Jamal goes to the Imam, and the Imam, to the surprise of Safwan al-Jamal, tells Safwan, "Oh Safwan, everything that you do is good except for one thing. There's one thing that you've done that is really bad." Totally puzzled, he says, "What, my Imam, what is it that I've done that's bad?" The Imam says, "You have lent your camels, you have rented your camels to Harun al-Rashid, the Abbasi Khalif, the Tawud of the time." Safwan says, "Oh Imam, he was going on a trip to Mecca. He's going on a Hajj. I did not lend my camels to him for sin. I lent my camels to him for a holy trip. He's going to pilgrimage to Mecca." But the Imam said, "Oh Safwan, you've lent your camels to this guy, right?" "Yes." "Do you wish that Harun al-Rashid would stay alive during this trip and come back and give you your fare, give you your due? You wish that, right? Because you want your money. That's your living." He said, "Yes." He said, "Then you are wishing the protraction, the prolongation of the Tawud." قَالَ فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ بَقَاءَهُمْ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Those who in some way contribute or in some way wish the perpetuation of the Tawud are from the Tawud. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْهُمْ وَرَدَ النَّارِ. And those who are from the Tawud go into hell. So as Shias, brothers and sisters, there is no justification for supporting the Tawud regime.
اینا همه در مقابل اسلام، در مقابل راه پیغمبر صف کشیدن. انک آتیت فرعون و ملعه زینتم و اموالا فی الحیات دنیا. بله، امروز فرعون اینان، فرعون امروز آمریکاست، فرعون امروز رژیم صهیونیست است، فرعون همین دنبال روای اینها هستند در منطقه.